And now the latest on that attack at Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, earlier today. At least 8 people were stabbed or hit by a vehicle. The suspect was shot to death by police. Here's Ohio State University Police Chief Craig Stone.
About 9:52 a.m., a male suspect drove a vehicle over the curb, West 19th, west of College Avenue, struck pedestrians. He exited the vehicle and used a butcher knife to start cutting pedestrians.
Students were first alerted about the attack by a tweet from university officials that said, "Active shooter on campus, run, hide, fight, Watts Hall, 19th and College." They were later advised to hide, shelter in place. NPR's Phil Ewing is following the story. Phil, what more do we know about who the attacker was and what happened here?
Well, we know that local and federal law enforcement authorities have identified him. They've been able to get his ID or whatever papers were on his person, as well as this vehicle that he used in the attack that we heard described in that clip. And they're running down those connections now. They have not released his name or any information about him. So when they have got to a point in their investigation where they're willing to share that information with the public, we expect to hear more briefings out of Columbus.
Right. But obviously people are wondering what was behind this. Do we have any clue? Is anyone saying that it might have been terrorism?
No one in the investigatory capacity has ruled anything out thus far. They've only said that it could be because they can't say that it wasn't until they learn more about the circumstances of this attack. There have been terrorist attacks that used vehicles as weapons in this way. There was the horrific one in Nice that took place earlier this year, and there have been other attacks in Israel and elsewhere in which an attacker used a vehicle like this to drive into a crowd to try to do as much damage as possible for want of a gun or an explosive or some other kind of standoff weapon.
Mm. What's happening on campus? Are there still closures there?
There are. Classes are closed at Ohio State today, and the buildings at which these events took place were being thoroughly cleared by bomb squad and tactical teams as recently as a few hours ago. They believe the situation is over, but they want to go through and make sure that all the students who might have been sheltering in place or who ran and hid after this initial warning that went out from university officials are brought out okay and told that the situation is over and that they can go home.
As we mentioned, that tweet, the campus telling students to run, hide, fight. Very chilling. And we know this is the Homeland Security recommended strategy in an attack. Run, hide, shelter in place, or fight if need be. And we're seeing these, you know, equally chilling pictures that kids are sending out on their, you know, on social media of classrooms barricaded by 20, 30 chairs, you know, doors barricaded, even though they didn't know at the time this was happening out on the street. So is that typical that schools now will send out that explicit an instruction, run, hide, fight?
It's becoming typical. And as you mentioned, this is guidance from the Department of Homeland Security to give some bumper sticker instructions, some little thumbnail plan for people to use in the event of one of these horrific attacks. Mm-hmm. And because they've become common enough that it's become part of official planning in the response to these shootings or mass assaults, authorities believe it can be helpful to give people that little bit of instruction about what to do if they're caught in one of these extreme situations.
And NPR's Phil Ewing on today's attack on the Ohio State University campus. People injured. None expected to, you know, all expected to live. The suspect shot and killed by police. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.